Reliable bodybuilding in just three steps, or the three phases and then life. Step 1. Slowly jogging with light dumbbells for the purpose of extending your endurance for a non-stop 1 hour long workout. Joggers instinctively know that it is not jogging unless it is non-stop, and that is a great wisdom. They first aim to close all their rest gaps. They may use an interval timer or a program like Couch to 5K. Like jogging, real bodybuilding starts when you can run with dumbbells for 1 hour. In the future, you may double or quadruple the duration, and you must always test if you can handle slightly heavier dumbbells. Please try to avoid the boring gym and jog outside and on a soft surface like a woodland trail. Step 2. Bringing your dumbbell power to the gym. Here you will begin lifting to the side and in front and above your head and do bicep curls. You must start with the lightest dumbbells, but not so light that you can handle heavier without stopping. Because the gym is a kind of a boring place, try to find an alternative. Try an outside gym, maybe, or perhaps a park. You will need music and fresh playlists of songs that you actually like. You must synchronize your motion to the beat to achieve a dance trance, where time will pass faster. There is no bodybuilding without dance trance, so forget it. And you must start with slow songs at first, and then slowly find faster ones. To keep pushing your legs, you may never sit, you may never rest, and you must always move your legs. When your biceps, for example, get tired, switch to lifting above your head, or to the side, or do a mix thereof, and keep tiring all your muscle groups one after the other. You must walk back and forth, generally aiming to mimic 1980s aerobics and maybe a little bit of boxing, with an aim towards shuffle dancing, where you actually move faster than if you were just jogging. Step 3. Add an extra hour to your workout to speed up the transformation. Once you can, increase your dumbbell weight, but not so much that you will be forced to stop. Do not do that. Get faster songs, but again, not so fast that they will force you to stop. Eat trail mix, a mix of peanuts and dried fruit, but soak it in water to soften it first. Add protein and vegetable juice to your diet. Keep moving. Don't stop. As your body adapts, challenge it some more and keep it up. Finally, unfortunately, sets and reps are a lie. It is an easy fantasy to believe. Do a routine and you'll get big muscles. No, it does not work that way. It is a lie made up and repeated by people wanting to look like they know what they are doing and then sound like they are smart. The sets and reps people who have big muscles are former childhood obesity victims or former fatties. They get their muscles not from sets and reps, but from growing up with twice or thrice the body weight in fat. Those who are not fat may just spend enough time doing it wrong to, over the course of a decade or more, successfully simulate the exercise I show above. If they switch the machines fast enough, they won't get a balanced, useful physique, but they will be challenging their body in this strange, broken, mechanistic way to grow muscles. Their primary weapon will probably be the duration of their stay at the gym. If they're there for 6 or 8 hours, yeah, it could work. But because they are using machines, and often with very heavy weights, they miss out on the trick where you are just lifting 10 pounds for an hour, and then it's kind of easy to switch to 12.5 pounds for an hour. And you can keep going all the way up to 30, 40 pounds, but by that time you would look like a freaking monster. Also, bodybuilding without dancing is not quite compatible with music trends. You're always distracting yourself with changing knobs on the machine and switching machines and checking how long you got until this and how long you got until that. You need a clear mind for dance trends. You literally have to dance to get into the dance trends. Then you can spend easy 3 hours at the gym and it will feel like 15 minutes. There are also tall people. This is where this notion of genetic predisposition comes from. Their body proportions are naturally larger. Their bones are actually longer. So, by contrast to a shorter person, their muscles will be larger. But proportion-wise, eventually, both will have the same proportions. To be clear, muscle isolation, or getting your physique from gym contraptions, is problematic because we are all walking and lifting and moving and twisting machines. There is a sequence and harmony to growing a functional musculature. Natural motion and gradual adaptation with ever heavier dumbbells is much healthier than hopping from one machine to another. It's also a lot faster, because when you're turning with dumbbells above your head, when you're doing bicep curls with one leg up in the air, there's a lot more muscles being engaged than if you are just hopping between machines. Muscle isolation is a thing. It will isolate specific groups and ignore all the other. It's better that you have a full body motion. So then you can go home and pick something up that's actually quite heavy without hurting your back, because you're always sitting on the machines and never work on your back. Your first 2 or few weeks will make your body ache. That is basically because you have never used your body before. Your body got sick because it is a flexing and moving animal. Now you are awakening your body, stretching all the muscles and repairing it in general. It is not the gym that hurts you. The pain means that your body was ill. That is what a sedentary lifestyle does. Again, we are meant to be very athletic because we are animals. And by sitting around on the couch and never going to the gym and never flexing and lifting, our body was just kind of withering away and almost dying. Just imagine what would happen if you treated a horse the way you treat yourself. Now note how great you will feel when you treat yourself like an animal or a horse. You're always moving and prancing around and carrying some weight here and carrying some weight there and going on adventures, maybe hiking and camping. All of this means that your body is fully alive and will take care of you for a lot longer than if you were just sitting on the couch. How long, right? How long will all this take? Months to show results. 2 years until others accuse you of cheating. 3 years if you were obese, but your muscles will be huge because you already have them. And 1 year if you were already nice looking and now are just putting on muscles from carrying dumbbells around. But if you do it wrong, as in sets and reps of heavy weights, it will take around 30 to 50 years. You will show mediocre to good results in months, but listen to this. Once. You will show mediocre to good results only once. Sets and reps make you lift too heavy. So you go from potato to a little bit beefy to a plateau. And you stay there because you just can't handle more. You are already at your maximum weight, so you can't speed up your music to lift faster. You can't add another hour because you're already barely lifting for just a few seconds. And you are always resting. So you're pretty much resetting your exercise every few minutes. Heavy weights are a bad idea because you can't go from 40 pounds to 45 pounds and forget 50 pounds. Your body won't have the chance, the time to adapt. It can handle moving from 15 pounds for an hour to 17 and a half pounds. But not the heavy weights that you are already lifting for just seconds and can't add any more seconds to. Not to mention pounds, which is what you need to do. So there is an equivalency between lifting 15 pounds for an hour and lifting something heavy for 15 seconds. Yes, but though the two are equivalent and they will give you just about the same muscle, if you lift 15 pounds for an hour, you can go to 17 and a half for an hour. Maybe mix them up a little bit. It's a smooth transition. But if you want to change anything about weights that you already maxed out, then you can't go further. That's why everyone is stuck in that plateau. They cornered themselves with heavy weights that won't let their body adapt because they're too heavy. They're not lifting them for long enough. So everyone at the gym is stuck in a plateau because they won't lift 15 pounds for an hour and instead come in for an hour, lift 45 pounds for 15 seconds and sit and wait until their body recovers. That doesn't do anything. Past that initial phase where you go from potato to some activity and get some muscles out of it, there will be no change, no adaptation. But listen, how long is the wrong question to ask? If you just want to look good, then after a few years, you'll give up on the gym. You'll still be fat in your middle age, telling stories how you used to be fit. That is deeply unwise. Again, we are animals, biological machines that need movement. Not being fit is wrong. It is unhealthy. It is dangerous. You have to work out every day of your life, and you need to have mighty muscles throughout your entire existence. It is not that bodybuilders age at a slower rate. The truth is that non-athletic people are ruining their bodies. We are wise animals, not office workers. We need movement and stretching and adventure and challenge. That's also why you can't just work on your back and chest, abs and biceps while isolating them on the machines and just look like you have muscles. You have to twist and turn, protect your range of motion, have a strong back, which is a real thing, a reliable musculature, a symphony of muscle. You have to stay flexible for life. You have to be athletic for a long and bouncy life.